B-Pod Studios.
From the Plato's Closet Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS, WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us.
A Beasley Media Group station. Home of the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
Turn your radios up. Wanna do it loud.
Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got
food. Oh, yeah.
Last Friday night.
This is the legendary Kiss 95.1 Friday Morning Free For All. Crank it up.
Yes, we have made it through the week, people.
Finally!
Umbrella today, but also bring your happy vibes to the Manny, Roy, and Loren show because we are throwing it back all morning long. Your favorite throwback hits, starting with a little Beyonce, Roy. Let's go.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Hey-o. It is Friday here with the Manny, Roy, and Loren show. That means lots of screaming, lots of yelling, and lots of excitement.
Because we are going to be playing your favorite throwback hits all morning long. It's all about the music today, folks. What are you complaining about this morning?
My microphone almost fell completely off.
Well, you know.
Off the arm.
We've been holding this radio station up with toothpicks. It's just about time one of them falls.
Last time something was broken, Roy took a sledgehammer to it. So maybe you should just pass that over to Roy.
Yeah, I'll break it in half. We'll get a new one.
By the way, we never mentioned that, yes, we did break a TV in here with a sledgehammer because they kept repairing a bad TV. And good news, we've gotten a new TV. So congratulations, Roy. That
it's
really worked
massive,
out well.
Massive, too. They really upgraded the
Yeah, course. Yeah. All right, let's do our day in 30, Loren. What did you get into yesterday?
So I recorded a podcast with my girlfriend Barb, and then I proceeded to take my two children to the pumpkin patch. And you know when one child is like all in and the other child literally could care less? That's where we were. Jackson, good. Fell asleep in the little baby Bjorn. We're awesome. Cashton, love the pumpkin patch, but as soon as he figured out he couldn't get on the tractor, meltdown in front of everyone. I'm like, oh, God, come on, kid.
come on, kid. You're better than this.
And I did that thing where you, like, stand over him and, like, talk to him through your teeth. You know what I mean? Your dad did that. Somebody's dad. Yep. Mm-hmm.
If you
everyone's
don't get
dad.
Up right now, you're a ventriloquist.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not yelling. I'm not mad. You are.
To be clear, Loren's done the same thing to me. just so everyone knows, we were down at Fort Lauderdale, and I'll go ahead and name drop. Well, I won't name drop. We were hanging out with some big superstar celebrity swimming at a pool.
Uh-huh.
And Loren walked into a
screen door.
And it was the funniest thing I've ever
heard. Break it?
I'm pretty sure she didn't offset it. Something, because she hit it hard.
Yeah.
And I wanted to tell everyone what I just witnessed. And she grabbed my shoulder, dug her nails in, and did the, don't you see anything.
I am a master teeth talker, courtesy of my father.
I love telling the story of when I was at a high school party and, every high school's got like an alpha male.
Yeah.
And the alpha male at my high school was my buddy Jason, and I was really good friends with him, football player, wrestler, you know, all that. And we were seniors and we were at a junior party, and the kid who was throwing the party, Loren, loved, like really looked up to this kid, Jason.
Mm-hmm.
So Jason slams the back door and the glass breaks, like shatters, right?
Okay.
So, and then he turns around to everybody, Jason, like all the juniors and seniors. He goes, if anybody says anything to him that I broke it, I'm going to kick your ass, right? Just like that, mouth closed. Like 20 minutes later, the guy whose party it is comes down and goes, oh, my door is broken. Who did? Jason! Find out who did this to the door.
Oh, so he's in search.
And he starts asking around, and we all saw him do it. And he's like, all right, which one of you twerps broke his door? And then, like, as he turned around and walked away, he was like, and gave, like, that face where he's like, shh, you better
don't
not
say anything.
That happened in probably 1992, and I still remember it like it was yesterday. It was so funny.
You know, that's happened in the government where we've had, double spy? Like, we've had someone in our government that's been giving information to other countries.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the government put that guy in charge to find the guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Still no clues yet.
Yeah.
All right, so you did the pumpkin patch on a Thursday. It was beautiful last night, wasn't it?
It was. It was really nice.
Just perfect. Yesterday, I'll give you my day in 30 real quick. I played golf with my brother, a friend, and then our buddy Greg. How do we know Greg? Greg's the one who runs Active Waste and brought his garbage truck here for us to do the Trash Your Ex on Valentine's Day of last year, which seems like eons ago now.
It does.
I don't know. No matter what I do, it always seems like there's chaos. Like, I gave myself plenty of time to get there to start at 12:30, and I wanted to hit some practice balls, but somehow I got, like, $20 worth of practice balls and didn't time it out right and just ended up having to give my practice balls away to somebody because it was our time to start. And I'm just like, it is so typical me, but it was a beautiful day. It was a lot of fun yesterday. So I played at the Ballantyne Golf Course, which is soon going to become some sort of river walk or something.
They're tearing it up. But half of it's going to stay. So there'll still be nine holes.
Okay.
So last night I'm about to go to bed and I always read, you know, what's trending the news before I go to bed. And I noticed that my toilet wipes, there's a recall. And I'm laying in bed and I'm like, well, surely it's not mine. Like, I'm probably fine.
Nine times out of ten, the recall doesn't
affect you. It's always like some other state, like Wisconsin and Maine. You know what I mean?
But when you say toilet wipes, does that mean
wet wipes?
What you clean the bath, the toilet with, what you clean your butt with, or are you talking about toilet paper?
Butt with. The wet wipes for your butt. And so I go in there, and you have to go to a website, and you have to put the code in at the bottom to double check. And at this point, it's like 9:45, and I'm like starting to wake up, you know?
Right.
Because I'm like, I'm tackling this right before bed. And then, of course, you have the contaminated batch of toiletry wipes. Please return this to your local store for a replacement immediately. And I'm like, great. So I got bacteria on my rear, probably.
You know what? I'm pretty sure there's worse things coming out of it, so.
Yeah.
That's
funny.
Good.
Well, good for you. I don't know if I've ever been. I mean, I'm sure I've probably been on a recall thing. I just don't remember it.
But I've never really been impacted by recalls.
Yeah.
It was one of those, I was like, it's definitely not me, but I have this brand. Let me go check.
And you felt a little special that it was your brand.
A little bit.
Yeah, there's a weird thing about that. All right, we are getting to more throwback hits. 704-570-9595. Text us, call us, let us know where you're at. We'd love doing our Friday shout-outs to you guys. We got a text from 704 that says, MRL, for the guy who talked smack about you guys yesterday morning, tell him to take a hike. I absolutely love this show. You guys are simply amazing together. Please keep doing what you do every morning. Love y'all. That's from Deborah.
Well, guy who's talked smacked about us, according to Deborah, we could say take a hike.
That's right.
I hope you get lost for a little bit, but then find your car.
I hope the guy who talks smack is using your wipes and didn't see the recall.
Yeah.
That's what I hope.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
Celebrating Friday in style with all the throwback hits. Feel free to text us. We'll shout you out. 704-570-9595. Roy, a text message from 828.
Yes, it says, driving to work. I'm a fifth grade teacher. We are back face-to-face 5 days a week. That's from Taylor in Statesville.
Wow. Congratulations, Taylor. I know a lot of teachers are torn on it. It seems like teachers with families would prefer to do the Zoom thing. Teachers who are, maybe single or no kids are more likely to want to go back, from what I understand, to the schools. My son Dean in Union County is due to go back 4 days a week, not next week, but the week after.
Okay.
As numbers continue to rise here in the Carolinas. Let's see. Danielle sends a text from 704. Said, I just wanted to say y'all have been making my mornings for years, and I hope y'all are there for a long time to continue to make my mornings. She said, I hate this phone. I waited 8 years to talk to you, and my phone crapped out.
Oh, well, listen, let me tell you something about this show. Even if we get fired, we'll be at, like, a parking lot in Taco Bell or something.
That's right.
Yeah.
Doing
we'll
the
pop
show.
Up somewhere.
We'll be somewhere.
Danielle, by the way, called us during commercial and said that she'd been waiting 8 years to talk to us. She started listening to me here on the station in 2012 when I was part of another show, and then Roy and Loren quickly joined, and things took off from there. So she was in the sixth grade when she started listening to us in 2012.
We did the math to make sure she wasn't telling fake news.
She's 20 years old. It checks out.
Yep.
So, hi, Danielle. sorry your phone crapped out. Call us anytime you want, Danielle. We're here. At 704-570-9595. Speaking of Taco Bell, Roy, Did you see that news came out in July? We were crazy this summer, but Taco Bell is going to be taking away some items.
No. Oh, yeah,
their
I
menu
did. Yeah, I did see that.
In an effort to, quote, streamline operations. Yeah. Loren, I know you're a huge Taco Bell fan.
I know, and I hate this because I think a lot of restaurants are doing this. Like, McDonald's doesn't do all-day breakfast anymore.
Mm.
I think that's a travesty.
Among the casualties at Taco Bell were the grilled steak soft taco, the loaded grillers, the seven-layer burrito, the quesarito, beefy Frito burritos.
Oh, I used to love the beefy Fritos burritos.
Spicy tostada, triple-layer nachos. I mean, so much. Spicy potato soft taco.
Mexican pizza's gone, y'all.
That's
what?
On here.
Yep.
Cheesy fiesta potatoes, chips and dips, and the mini skillet bowls. What's left?
Well, I will say, you could still order it. They have all the ingredients.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like,
will they do it for you, though? You know,
I'm sure they would. It's all the same. You know what I mean? Like, their menu's the same, just different.
Yeah, but if they took it off their menu, it probably means, like, it either takes too long to make or not a lot of people are ordering it. So I could see them giving you, like, some pushback and being, like, filthy rule followers, being, we can't do that.
Yeah.
Well, a guy in Missouri is helping everyone out. He has taken to the Facebook Marketplace and posted all the items that I just named that are no longer available at Taco Bell. He froze them, and now he has them for sale for a mere $200.
That is the definition of America.
According to the listing, the tacos are in, quote, mint condition and were brought straight from the drive-thru to the freezer. These babies are rare, the ad reads. Never been eaten, hardly been touched. He said he had the idea of the investment sandwiches when years ago he did the same thing with the McRib and he froze them and ended up selling five of them for $75.
Oh my gosh.
So he said, when I heard that Taco Bell was discontinuing their items, I decided I'd make this an opportunity to go and test the idea. McRib season's coming back, by the way, I guess, because it happens once a year.
Mm-hmm.
McRibs. This guy knows a lot about fast food.
Yeah, I don't know McRib season.
You got to go read more about this story. We'll put it up on kiss951.com. Go check it out there.
Still to come.
Entrepreneurial at the finest. Like, somebody should do their college theses in economics on that. How to make a buck. Hey, I want to tell you guys, I have a neighbor who's moving. Today is the closing. Now, the new people that are buying the house wanted to push the closing. And I want to know if you find the reason why they wanted to push the closing strange or there's something to it. BT Dubs, it has to do with the moon. Don't go anywhere.
Got to get up. Welcome to the main Roar in the Room morning show.
Got to get up.
Hey, Kiss95.1, who is
got
this?
To get. Hey.
Got to get. This is Charlotte's morning show. Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss95.1.
More throwback hits coming up here in just a little bit with the legendary Friday free-for-all. And Roy's got a prank phone call. That is the funniest thing, and I'm not lying, the funniest thing I ever heard.
Hey, by the way, it's not because I'm funny. It's because I can't believe that it actually worked.
The concept amazing. Loren and Roy star in this prank phone call. We haven't done one in forever. That's coming up at 7:20 this morning. But I want to tell you guys, my neighbor is moving, and he's closing on, well, they're closing on their house today. And the people that are buying the house wanted to postpone the closing until Monday because of the phase of the moon.
Oh, okay.
Well, do we really think that's that strange? We all believe in the Mercury retrograde.
That is correct, and we are in a retrograde. Can somebody pull up when the retrograde ends, please? And the, thank you, Nicole, the producer extraordinaire, on it, November 3rd.
Okay.
She said in our ears. By the way, I want to get some off topic, but we have to do this. I want to get something where she has the option to just come on the air without me having to pot her up.
Yeah. I don't know why it's such a thing.
Because you could have said November 3rd, and we all would have heard it.
Yeah. I mean, I want you to be able to talk in my ear and talk on the radio.
Figure that out. Okay. Okay. I love you.
By the way, our pauses is not because she was talking in our ear. It was paused even in our ears. Like, there was just dead silence of her staring at us.
We were just having...
just so the audience is clear, she wasn't having a private conversation. We were just quiet.
So, listen, the family says, can we move the closing from Friday to Monday?
Yeah.
Now, you know, Roy, being in the real estate business, that like
closings move all the time.
But all the dominoes have to fall, too. Like, in order for the family to buy house B, they need to sell house A, mm-hmm. and they need to sell house A to close on house B today. Yep. So it all is all, you know, contingency. Right. See? So they said no. They're like, no, we can't do that.
By the way, I already like how I'm on the buyer's side. I'm like, listen, the closings move all the time.
Well, that's true. So for an extra $5,000, we'll move it till Monday.
$5,000?
$3,500.
I wish I was on this case.
Well, no, they didn't accept. The closing's happening today.
Okay.
But that's not fair to ask the sellers to move the date because of the phase of the moon.
Well, that was their first issue. They shouldn't have said it was before the stupid phase of the moon.
Y'all apparently
also the phase of the moon doesn't just like change. Like, there's a sequence to it. So you knew that the phase of the moon was going to be what it is on your closing date.
Yep.
Does anybody else read the phases of the moon? And I'm not talking about like the retrograde. We're in that right now. And that's like communication. You got to double check everything.
I don't understand the moon. I'll go online. It says the moon sets at 3:23 p.m. I'm like, what?
The sun is out.
How is that possible?
I know. And it controls the tides.
I thought that was a myth.
No.
No, I think it really does.
Yeah, like a full moon means rougher tides, I believe.
Oh.
So anyway, apparently, though, this is so serious, you guys, that we were told that the buyer's wife was, like, on the floor crying about it.
What?
Like, that's how legit this was. And we all feel really bad for the new family coming in, but I'm bringing Blue Moon to their house as a welcoming gift. Hey, a bunch of Blue Moon beer, right?
That's so rude.
Here you go.
Just salt right in the wound.
The phase of the moon, drunk. Yeah.
I'm going to give you guys a bunch of stars to put on your ceiling.
Anyway, I don't know. If anybody else has that, maybe you can explain it to us. If the phase of the moon really does, like if you won't do something because the way the phase of the moon is right now.
And isn't the moon, like isn't whatever the moon looks like right now, isn't it going to be not that much different Monday? Like, does it dramatically change in 24 hours?
I think, like, you can catch it on the cusp. I think it's, like, every 4 days the moon is, like, in a true new state.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, the moon does affect all of us.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Zinga zanga.
Yeah. throwback hits all morning long. It's the legendary Friday free-for-all with the Me and Your Roy on the Rim Morning Show and Kiss 95.1.
You can always text us. Call us, 704-570-9595. We love shouting you guys out on a Friday morning. 704 says, oh, my God, I love you guys. This has been the toughest week of my life, and you guys made my day. Thank you so much. Let's see. Someone else said, my radio friends, this is the gas man staring out of my mobile office window, and you guys are with me every single morning. Keep up the good work.
Ooh, you're so mysterious, staring out that window in the morning. I love that.
Well, his mobile office is his truck, the gas truck that he drives around.
Ah, crap. I thought he was genuinely sitting at a desk staring out of an office.
No, okay.
He's driving.
Yeah, the gas man drives his gas truck around.
Dude, I am not bright today. I've said some stupid things this morning.
So shoot us a text. DM us at the MRL show. We got so much more coming. Let me tickle you with a feather on what music's coming up. You ready?
Okay.
I see 50 Cent.
Yeah.
I see Kesha.
Okay, big fan.
I see some David Guetta. I mean, we're talking good stuff. No Doubts in there.
Trapped.
Oof, all the good stuff. Let's get back to it. The legendary Friday free-for-all. Then, just after 7, give us less than 5 minutes. This company put together a list, you guys, of the names most likely to get into an accident while on the job. And quite honestly, cost the company money.
I wonder if my name's on the list.
We got five men.
Just gonna say, Roy is definitely on.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Five men names and five women names.
Okay, we'll discuss. Coming up at 5. Don't go to
the MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1, the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show on the legendary Friday free-for-all, getting the weekend started bright and early for you guys on a Friday morning.
What I meant to say before I stumbled just before that song is that a company has released the names most likely to get into an accident.
Right. Most likely these names get into accidents at work, Roy. What we heard from Roy, though, Loren, was this.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
All right. Tell us about this list. This is an interesting list.
Yeah. So these are the names. This company did this study, and they say that your names not only impact your life, but it affects your personality and your physicality as well. And that women were 37% more likely to get hurt than men, and men get hurt 23% more at home. Now, the names of the men.
So more women are getting hurt on the job and more men are getting hurt at home.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Do you want the guys or the girls first?
Do the guys.
Okay. The names of the men that are getting hurt are Kyle, Blake, Brian, Ryan, and Daniel.
Okay.
So if your name is Ian, you're in trouble at home.
I would like to petition to put Roy on this as well.
I do. I'm very clumsy. Very clumsy.
These are the names of people most likely to get into an accident. The women's list is Haley, Taylor, Linda, Barbara, and Kimberly.
Linda. Linda. Linda's as funny as Karen.
Yeah.
Now, those women are getting hurt on the job, according to this article, and costing the company money and time, and that sucks.
Yeah, most accident prone.
The men names kind of surprised me.
Now, I did work with a tailor at another radio station. And Taylor spilled water all over the control board in our production studio. And our production studio was out of commission for about a month. And they let her go.
Really?
Yeah, they let her go because it was like the third time they told her not to bring, you know, liquids into that studio.
That makes sense.
Yeah, and it's like no matter, she was really good on the air, but they were just like, hey, sorry, this is costing us a lot of money. And they let her go.
Was that the first time she had spilled something on the board?
Yes, but she'd been warned not to. By the way, she'd only been on the job for like a month.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's funny? And you guys can chime in on this. What's funny is to hear stories about people who, and I don't know how often it happens, but you go to work. Like, she was there for a month and got fired. Did anybody get fired on their first day?
Hmm. You would have to do so to be hired and fired all in one day. You would have to do something so bad.
Where's the swing?
704-570-9595. We're looking for just one person who says, yeah, you know what? I got hired that morning, and by 3 o'clock, I was fired.
I remember we hired and fired a promotions person who, on their first day, didn't show up to an appearance.
Here?
No.
Okay.
Last radio station. They just didn't show up, and so the on-air host was at, like, some Food Lion waiting for the van, and the van never showed up.
People are texting in that they got fired on their first day, but they're not giving us reasons.
But you gotta call us, 704-570-9595, because we have tons of follow-up. Also coming up, we have the ultimate prank phone call. I can't even believe this was successful.
It is so funny. I cannot wait to play that. I'm going through a list of reasons in my head, though, why someone would be fired on the same day. I guess like if you were a delivery person, maybe, you know, and you got hired in the day before, then you drive the delivery truck and you screw up all the deliveries. I could see that. I can also see like construction. You guys know in the construction business, if you're listening, like it takes a certain person to do that. You know what I mean?
Like, what do you do that gets you fired on the first day? You don't screw in something right?
No, I mean more like you could just tell that it's not going to be right. Like if you ask for a screwdriver and they hand you a hammer, you probably can't go on a second day.
Like they lied to get there.
Maybe.
Exactly. Yeah. They're not qualified for that job.
Maybe.
All right. We got a text. You want,
no, go ahead.
Want
yeah, what you got?
Really quick? They said they hired an accountant lady who was fired the same day because she just wasn't catching on.
Okay.
But you didn't give her any time.
Just one day. Yeah. She seemed a little fuzzy on the first day.
Maybe she wasn't good with numbers. David, she got hired as an accountant.
David and Charlotte, welcome to the Main Event of the Ram Morning Show. You were fired on the first day. What happened, bud?
So I was working for a software company as a kind of like a help desk guy. And I got there. I was excited. They were excited. I sat down. I did a full day's work, and then the manager brought me in, or the owner brought me in, and he comes and he says, yeah, we're gonna let you go, and you shouldn't really be a software kind of guy. You should really be hardware. And I'm right now I'm a really good software hardware kind of guy. So it was kind of
Okay.
Oh, you are mad about it, David.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Thank you.
David was giving advice on Microsoft Word looking for the paperclip. Do you remember when the paperclip gave you tips?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We find it's always better to fire people on a Friday. Studies have statistically shown that there's less chance of an incident if you do it at the end of the week.
There it is. All right, listen, we'll take more of your phone calls, 704-570-9595. But we do the ultimate prank call where I call someone who knows nothing about me. They don't even know who I am, and I ask them to be a job reference. And not only do they agree to it, but we get the employer to call them, and it's hilarious on what they make up. That's all coming up in 5. Don't go anywhere.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on Kiss 95.1.
All right, here's a prank phone call. We don't do these often, but this idea was generated by the three of us, and it stars Roy and Loren. The idea is to call a random person, just dial a number, which Roy did, and then when that person answers, tell them, hey, I need you to be a reference for my job application. I don't have enough references. Can you cover for me? And here's what happened. Listen to this.
Hello.
Oh, someone actually answered. Hi, my name's Roy. Who's this?
This is Kate.
Kate, this is kind of strange. I didn't think anybody would answer this number, but I need some help. I'm applying for a job, and the application asks for 3 references, and I got 2 really good ones, but I don't really have a good third one. So I called a random number, which you happen to answer, and I know you don't know me at all. I was kind of wondering if you could be my third reference. I doubt they'll even call you. Can I just put your number down?
Yeah, get a job. I'll help you get a job. Let's do it.
Okay. All right. Well, just so you know, Kate, I put on the application that your name was Deborah. So
love it. Always anyone wanted to be Deborah. I'm down.
Okay. Kate, I hope this is the last time we ever talk, but if anyone calls you, I'm trying to get a job at a bank. So try to make me sound really smart. Okay.
Oh, the smartest. It's happening.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, I owe you one day.
Hey, good karma, man. I appreciate it. Hello.
Hi. I am looking for Deborah, please.
Oh yeah. This is Deborah.
My name's Kara. I am calling from the Human Resources Office at Wellgirl. And I'm calling to just check a few references for Roy Brown. He is one of...
Oh, yeah. Great, great guy.
Oh, awesome.
Absolutely.
Well, he is one of the final candidates for a pretty big job with one of our branches. And I just wanted to, like I said, call and check some references. So how long have you known Roy?
I'm going to go with, I would say about 10 years now.
Oh, good. Yeah. So you know him pretty well.
Oh, like the back of my hand.
And how exactly do you guys know each other?
I met his wife first, really cool woman, and we became friends through his wife. Yep.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize he was married.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Good. Would you say Roy's pretty smart? Like, would he be able to handle big financial issues?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, let me tell you about Roy. So Roy's the guy, if you are, you know, a little short on cash, he's the guy you hit up. So I'd say he's really good with money. You know, he helped me balance my bank account one time. That helped me out a lot because I was like, well, you know, I do this. And he was like, Roy was like, I got this. So, you know, you might want to balance yours.
Yeah, that's you would fine. Trust him with money. I totally get it.
Absolutely. Roy's the man.
What about
the money man.
Deborah, what about other languages? Because, you know, he will just not be working with USD, but maybe some euros and other countries' currencies as well.
Well, I'll tell you right now. I mean, the guy, you know, he has those really cool little apps on his phone. One's called Duolingo, which is how you learn other, you know, languages. So he's very interested in languages. He picks it up really, really fast.
Would you say he's fluent in anything?
Oh, definitely. I'm thinking Spanish for sure. I mean, he knew a lot more than I did. So, listen, he'd be a great employee for anybody, to be honest with you. So, 100%.
Awesome. And Deborah, thank you so much for your time. I just have one more question. Have you ever, you know, watched sports with him, or does he know anything about them?
Oh, man. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, if I were you, I'd be like, he's on my team, because let me tell you right now, Roy, he is a golf fanatic. He can hit the ball long, hard, all the birdies, drive it.
What iron does he love to use? You know what iron he uses?
He loves the right iron, and I think that's what you need.
The right iron.
Oh, my God. I am dying laughing. I cannot keep my mouth closed. I was hiding underneath the counter during this. I probably haven't laughed so hard in my entire life. It's the Manny Roy and Loren Morning Show, Kate.
And I don't speak Spanish.
But you sounded so
God,
good.
Is Roy?
Yes. Yes,
yeah, that Roy. Roy Brown.
What? So, oh, yeah. My gosh. Am I being punched? What happened?
Yes, yes.
Did you get the job, Roy?
No. You are on the radio. This is Kiss 95.1, the Manny Roy and Loren Morning Show.
You did it. You are such a good person. Oh, my God. You didn't know him from anything.
She's a ride or die, what? Even if she doesn't know you.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren, sponsored by Cheerwine Soft Drink on Kiss 95.1.
All right, Loren, you are playing against Gracie this morning. Gracie is in Charlotte. Good morning, Gracie.
Hey, good morning.
What's up, Gracie? You're playing Can't Beat Loren today.
Yes, this is, I think, my third time trying to beat you, and hopefully it happens today.
Well,
how have you done in the past?
I've tied with you, and then I've gotten 4 out of 5, and you've gotten 5. So.
Let the ladies talk, Roy.
I know. I just, let's go ahead and kick her out of the studio so we can start playing.
Okay, Loren, get out of the studio.
I'm going.
See, I'm trying to keep us on time.
Roy busting into the girls' room and ruining the conversation.
I'm just trying to keep us on
I know
time,
you
that's
are.
All.
Okay, time, Gracie. It's all about time. Here we go. Let's see if it's your time to win. Earlier this week, we thought Kristen Cavallari might have a new comedian man. Turns out it was just a kiss. In what iconic MTV show did she used to date Steven?
Thing. I'm not going to get this one. I've never watched it, but I know who she is. I don't know.
I'll give you a hint, because the first one's supposed to be a gimme.
Laguna Beach.
There we go.
Good answer. Justin Bieber just gave his fans some new music. He just dropped a song about how lonely he was growing up in the limelight. He's not lonely anymore because of his wife. Who is she?
You said Justin Bieber?
Yes.
Why am I blanking on this? I know this.
Married down in South Carolina.
2-1. No answer there. Okay, question 3. Allie Brooke.
Now I know it.
You didn't get it in time.
Well, what was it?
Haley Baldwin.
Yeah, that's right. Keep going.
Okay. Allie Brooke says Camila Cabello was almost replaced in their girl group with another top pop star. What girl band were they in together?
Little Mix.
Okay.
Question 4. Hoda Kotb has applied to adopt baby number 3. What news show is she on every morning?
I don't know this one either. Oh,
all right.
My gosh,
do you watch The Bachelor?
Day. Yes.
Okay, let's see how you do on five. It's over for another Bachelor Nation. Ashley and JP have officially called it quits. Who is the longtime host of the show The Bachelor?
Chris Harrison.
All right, Gracie. Loren, come back.
This is a rough morning for me.
That's okay. Let's see how
she
does.
How did Gracie do?
She did great. She got three correct.
Okay, here we go, Loren. Earlier this week, we thought Kristen Cavallari might have a new boyfriend who was a comedian. Right. Turns out, they just shared a kiss. In what iconic MTV show did she used to date Steven?
Laguna Beach.
1-1.
That's right. Justin Bieber just gave his fans some new music. He dropped a song about how lonely he was growing up in the spotlight. Well, he's not lonely any longer because of his wife. Who is she?
Hailey Baldwin Bieber.
2-2.
Ali Brooks says Camila Cabello was almost replaced in their girl group with another top pop star. What girl band were they in together?
Fifth Harmony.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Gracie said Little Mix. 3-2.
Hoda Kotb has applied to adopt baby number 3. What news show is she part of every morning?
Today.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Gracie did not know that one. 4-2.
It's over for another Bachelor Nation couple. Ashley P. and JP have decided to call it quits. Who is the longtime host of The Bachelor?
Chris Harrison.
That is correct. Final score, 5-3. Lorraine, you got 50 wins.
Gracie, I'm sorry.
I know. That was a rough one. I feel like I know the other mornings better.
That's okay. Go ahead and tell Lorraine what she needs to hear.
I'm Gracie, and I cannot beat Lorraine.
Thanks for playing, Gracie.
Thanks.
All right. Bye, Gracie.
We got more legendary Friday free-for-all throwback hits minutes away. Don't go anywhere.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We're currently listening to Roy in the restroom. Push it.
What am I? In a restaurant, you said?
Restroom.
A restroom.
It's the legendary Friday free-for-all with the Manny Roy and Loren Show, Kiss 95.1. Throwing back the party hits all morning long. No other show in the Queen City is doing it. Loren just checked the radio dial. No one else is doing it all morning.
That is the longest question in history.
We do it for you, plus a prank phone call that people are absolutely loving. Less than 20 minutes right here. Manny Roy and Loren on a Friday.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
Boss is calling, but producer Nicole is not in the studio, so she can't answer.
Do you think he's calling with a compliment?
Probably.
Like, man, you guys are picking out some good music. I'm jamming on the way to work.
People are absolutely loving the Legendary Friday free-for-all. Someone said, hey, I'm turning 31 tomorrow. Love you guys. I listen every work morning since 2013.
Oh, great. Well, happy early birthday.
704 texts in and says, the Friday morning free-for-all is giving me a second wind after working all night as I head out to vote this morning.
Good for you. I went out voting yesterday. It was a very quick process, and I got free lunch out of it. People were outside of the voting centers just giving away food. I loved it. I said, maybe I'll vote more often if you give me free meals.
You can only vote once, Roy. Every time there's an election, you can vote.
Oh, okay. I try to hop back in line to get that free barbecue from XBJ.
Hey, speaking of music, I noticed something funny on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And I want you guys to think about this. Think about it. What are the people you went to high school with doing now? And I mean specifically the jock, the bully, the nerd, the prom king and queen. Like, are they doing something entirely different than you never, ever imagined them doing?
One of the people in, like, the geek group. Mm-hmm. My high school works for Facebook. No, I'm sorry. That's not right. DreamWorks, where he's like an animator. And I see him post on Facebook all these graphics he's working on.
Okay.
For movies.
And he was who?
He artistic in high school?
I always kind of thought he was in the nerd group. I didn't know he was artistic. But, yeah. I mean, I guess he was artistic. I just didn't know him.
Right. So he's kind of doing something that you would...
Pretty cool. He's an animator.
You would think that he's doing something that he should be doing.
Yeah, I think it's pretty, yeah.
Yeah.
I was actually surprised. Anyone that leaves my hometown is shocking to me because you grow up knowing that you just stay in my hometown. It's a small town mentality. You're like, I can't leave here.
Right. The bully at my high school, when I was like a sophomore, he was like the ultimate bully. Right now, he's a hairdresser.
Really?
Totally different than I ever anticipated him to be. And like a really nice guy. Like he posts on socials that he's like doing like really great things. Like he's cutting hair for women who have cancer.
Oh, that's great.
And he's doing just really great stuff. Entirely different, Loren, than I ever thought he was going to be. The reason why I bring this up is because on Facebook last night, the school jock, the guy who has the most points in basketball history, the most home runs in baseball history, is like, well, time to get on and do Facebook karaoke. And I'm like, he doesn't look athletic. He doesn't look like I ever remember him. But now all of a sudden he's the karaoke queen.
But okay. So is he going on lives and doing karaoke?
Yes. And he's not even good. He should be doing free throw lessons.
Did you sit there and watch the whole thing and interact with him?
No, but it was on our text chain with everybody from high school. Everybody's like, "Up, look who's going on to do their karaoke thing."
Someone from my high school just moved to Charlotte on Sunday. Her name's Jennifer. I got to check in with her because I wonder if she ever saw me doing what I'm doing. Because I don't know what group of kids I was in. I don't know the social status I was in. It wasn't the cool group, I can tell you that much.
Okay. All right, well, listen, get to us. There's lots of texts we're going to read here, but we want to hear from you at 704-570-9595. What are they doing now? The bully, the jock, the nerd, the prom queen? Call us.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's the Mania Roar on the Rim Morning Show on Kiss 95.1.
Okay, so we are talking about where are they now? The high school bully, the high school jock, the prom king and queen, the geeks, the nerds.
Yeah, what are they doing now? You know, Manny was telling a story how the jock looks nothing like a jock now. How much he's changed.
He has become very L.A. Like, he used to wear leather jackets and, like, Timberland boots untied. And now he's, like, a very L.A.-looking hairdresser. And being a hairdresser is the last thing I thought this guy would have done.
All right, you could join the show at 704-570-9595. We got some text messages coming in, Lorette.
Yeah, we do. Somebody texted in from 704 and said that my high school jock became a radical Christian, and we never saw it coming. It's a totally different person. 864 texted in and said, I personally was a geek. I lived in a trailer park, and now I am a doctorate level principal at a high school.
There you go.
How about this one? 704 says, hey, Manny, the bully at my high school was also a hairdresser and now does nails. Isn't that funny? It's just a total 180, man.
Yeah.
Let's see. Most popular kids are living a bad life. All the smart kids are doing bad things to their bodies. And I'm just living a better life than all of them. Someone texted in.
Wow. You must have had an interesting school.
704 says, I was the mean girl, Loren.
Yeah.
Now
she says,
yeah, go ahead. No, you go.
She says, now that I'm older and a mom, I regret the past so much.
Do you have any regrets in high school? No, you weren't the mean girl. You were the poor picked on girl.
Yeah, I was getting bullied in high school. I got to fight okay. But maybe that's why I am a little, I guess, tougher in my personality now. I don't know. Like, I don't trust anyone.
Yeah. You've made jokes before about, like, sending kids to boarding school. Did any of your family members do that?
No. My mom's boyfriend went to boarding school, but I think he's the only one that I know who actually went.
I don't know if
I was threatened with that growing up.
Were you?
Yeah.
I could see that.
Yeah.
Dad was like, if you don't get your grades up, we're going to send you away where you just sleep, eat, and drink school. I was like, ugh. You must have the money to send me there, then you're doing okay for yourself, and you didn't go to boarding school.
You still have fun with it, too.
980 said the high school jock at my school is now a professional MMA fighter. So they are living up to it. All right, keep texting us. We'll keep the conversation going on the Rap Party podcast. But, Roy, we got more hits and an ultimate prank phone call that people are absolutely loving.
Yes, it's where I call someone a random number and say, hey, listen, you don't know me, but can you be my reference for a job? and they actually agree to it.
704 said, oh my God, I was rolling this morning over the Kate Deborah phone call segment. Please replay it.
Okay, we're going to replay it and more throwback hits coming up next.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So we pulled off a masterful prank phone call. Loren and Roy star in it. The concept being, let's see if someone puts their money where their mouth is and will give Roy a good reference review, even though they don't know him. You found a random number and called it and asked them to give you a review for an employer, for employment.
Yeah.
And here's what happened. Listen to this.
Hello.
Oh, someone actually answered. Hi, my name's Roy. Who's this?
This is Kate.
Kate, this is kind of strange. I didn't think anybody would answer this number, but I need some help. I'm applying for a job, and the application asks for three references, and I got two really good ones, but I don't really have a good third one. So I called a random number, which you happen to answer. And I know you don't know me at all. I was kind of wondering if you could be my third reference. I doubt they'll even call you. Can I just put your number down?
Yeah, get a job. I'll help you get a job. Let's do it.
Okay. All right. Well, just so you know, Kate, I put on the application that your name was Deborah. So
love it. Always wanted to be Deborah. I'm down.
Okay. Kate, I hope this is the last time we ever talk, but if anyone calls you, I'm trying to get a job at a bank. So try to make me sound really smart, okay?
Oh, the smartest. It's happening.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, I owe you one day.
Hey, good karma, man. I appreciate it.
Okay, Roy, let's see if she holds up to her end of the bargain. And Loren's going to call now as the employer looking for a good reference for you.
Hello?
Hi, I am looking for Deborah, please.
Oh, yeah, this is Deborah.
My name's Kara. I am calling from the Human Resources office at Weber Office. And I'm calling to just check a few references for Roy Brown. He is one of...
Oh, yeah. Great guy.
Oh, awesome.
Absolutely.
Well, he is one of the final candidates for a pretty big job with one of our branches. And I just wanted to, like I said, call and check some references. So how long have you known Roy?
I'm going to go with, I would say about 10 years now.
Oh, good. Yeah. So you know him pretty well.
Oh, like the back of my hand.
And how exactly do you guys know each other?
I met his wife first, really cool woman, and we became friends through his wife. Yep.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize he was married. Good. Would you say Roy's pretty smart? Like, would he be able to handle big financial issues?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, let me tell you about Roy. So Roy's the guy, if you are, you know, a little short on cash, he's the guy you hit up. So I'd say he's really good with money. You know, he helped me balance my bank account one time. That helped me out a lot because I was like, well, you know, I do this. And he was like, Roy was like, I got this. So, you know, you might want to balance yours.
Yeah. That's you would fine. Trust him with money. I totally get it.
Absolutely. Roy's the man.
What about, Deborah, what about other languages? Cause you know, he will just not be working with USD, but maybe some euros and, other countries' currencies as well.
Well, I'll tell you right now. I mean, the guy, you know, he has those really cool little apps on his phone. One's called Duolingo, which is how you learn other, you know, languages. So he's very interested in languages. He picks it up really, really fast.
Would you say he's fluent in anything?
Oh, definitely. I'm thinking Spanish for sure. I mean, he knew a lot more than I did. So, listen, he'd be a great employee. For anybody, to be honest with you.
I am dying laughing. I cannot keep my mouth closed. I was hiding underneath the counter during this. I probably haven't laughed so hard in my entire life. It's the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, Kate.
And I don't speak Spanish.
But you sounded so good.
Is Roy?
Yes. Yes,
that Roy Brown.
What? So, oh, yeah. My gosh. Am I being punched? What happened?
Yes, yes.
Did you get the job, Roy?
No. No. You are on the radio. This is Kiss 95.1, the Maine Roy on the Rim Morning Show.
You did it. You are such a good person. Oh, my God. You didn't know him from anything.
She's a ride or die, what? Even if she doesn't know you.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
The legendary Friday free-for-all continues. We are celebrating Friday right through 10 a.m. this morning, and people are absolutely loving this music. Let's see. I just had a text message. Oh, this music this morning is giving me life, you guys. These songs are making my drive to work a lot easier this morning. We feel you. We feel you. We love the music in here, too, you guys.
Yeah, just always submit your request and your names, and we'll shout you out as the morning goes.
Roy, Loren, what? Producer Nicole, we are all here. Mm-hmm. And I have a question from MSN.com. It's a poll, and I want you guys to just yell out your answers, okay?
Okay.
Have you ever stolen office supplies from work or school?
Yes.
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 52% of people said yes. 43% said no, never.
They're lying.
They're lying.
They're lying. You've done it. You may even not even thought about that you did it, and you did it. Like, you do it.
So, in other words, taking a pen from your desk that you didn't buy and putting it in your bag is stealing.
It's stealing.
Okay. Yeah. Have you ever kept a secret from your family or significant other?
Yes.
Oh, heck yes.
Many times.
65% say yes. We'll take it to the grave. We talk about this a lot on the show, the secrets you're keeping from people.
How many people say no?
12% said no. 6% said no. I tell my friends everything, but not my partner.
No. When it gets down to Christmas time and you buy your friends gifts and your family gifts, you don't tell them what you got them.
All right. This is a good one because everybody could have a different answer.
Okay.
You're late with no excuse. What's your go-to fib?
Oh.
I had to stop and get gas.
Gas is not on the list. You're late with no excuse. Your go-to fib. 62% of people said one thing that I don't think any of us are going to do.
I would probably just own up to it.
That's 62% of people.
Oh, really?
Look at you.
Oh. How about that? Yeah, I think there's been a couple times where you're like, oh, you're a little late today. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
I started out late. I didn't leave myself enough time.
You
things like
apologize,
that.
You just apologize. Be respectful and do better next time.
I go to accidents.
You're lying about accidents? I was going to ask what's on the list because you can't make it too big. Like, if you got pulled over but you didn't get a ticket.
He's like, I got into a rollover accident, major collision.
Not me. There was traffic because of an accident. That's what I say. Traffic was bad is 18%. That's an excuse people use when they're late. Kids were a handful, 2%. Alarm clock malfunction, 4%. Something else was 14%. Have you ever lied about your age?
No.
81% said no.
Not yet.
I will tell people it's inappropriate to ask my age if I don't feel like answering the question, but I've never lied about it.
Here's what you do, Loren. When somebody wants to know your age, give them a really high number. You know, because give them like, well, I'm actually 48. And they're like, you are? You look great.
Yeah, but then what happens if they don't? That's not the follow-up to it. Then I want to like... Beat my head off the wall.
Well, then you go get some cake and enjoy your evening.
81% of people say they never lie about their age. 17% of people said yes. 2% said they weren't sure. Last one from the MSN poll. Did you ever lie about what you did for a living? 93% of people went one way.
Yes, I have lied about that.
Totally. I think I have.
Lied about working in radio? Saying
in
that
radio,
you didn't?
No, because I'm typically trying to get a fan. I'm trying to build listeners, but I lied when I worked 911. I didn't want people to know what I did.
93% of people said no, they have never lied about what they did for a living.
Ah.
I lie about this.
Why? You know, you hate the show. You hate the business.
No, I just don't. It's, I don't know. Sometimes it gets weird.
You leave during the show to go get haircuts. I don't know what goes on with you.
Our boss was looking for you when you were out getting your haircut, by the way.
Don't worry. We told him you were in the bathroom.
Cool. We've already had this conversation, but okay.
Yeah, off the air.
But now we got to have it on the air.
There we go. This is why I lie.
See, this is why you don't. See, she's just not all in on radio. She's not all in.
Here we go.
You would be a music producer in a heartbeat if like somebody said to you, hey, will you come mix my new album?
100%.
Yeah. Bye, MRL.
Bye.
It's nice of you. All right. More throwback hits coming up. Don't go anywhere. The free-for-all continues through 10 a.m.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on Kiss 95.1.
Roy, how are you doing?
How am I doing?
Yeah.
I'm doing okay.
Yeah. Lorette, how are you doing?
I'm good.
Producer Nicole, you?
I'm doing great.
I'm excited because it's Friday, and yeah. I think we've been playing some good music.
There's a cool Friday vibe. Anybody gonna ask how I'm feeling?
How you doing?
How are you feeling, buddy?
God, here, I refuse to ask. All right, how you feeling?
Thanks, bud. I'm sad.
Oh, God.
Why?
Because this weekend is typically Gravediggers weekend.
Oh, yeah. No.
No, that's not. Next weekend, bud.
Usually, like, it's...
No.
It's the...
The weekend, the Saturday before.
No, it's always the Saturday before Halloween.
Yeah. So, next weekend.
Yeah, I'm sad about that, that there's not going to be Gravediggers this year.
Okay. That would be next weekend, yep. The 24th.
Well, I'm going to be sad then, too.
We can try this again next Friday.
No, somebody posted, I guess Alexis, our digital program director, posted on Kiss's Instagram yesterday that she was sad because, you know, Gravediggers is typically this
next weekend.
She's wrong.
And I was like, you know what? I'm sad, too. It's such a great show. So I'm not stuck up so much as you two are or the three of you are on when it is. I'm more upset that it's just not happening.
Well, right about now, because it is typically in a week or 2 weeks from now. What we would be doing is last minute arguing over what we're wearing for the costumes.
Yes, that's true.
That's typically what we'd be doing. And we'd be frantically ordering things, praying it comes in by Tuesday of next week, and hoping everything works out.
And I wouldn't dress up at all.
And you would refuse to dress up because you're too cool for that.
Yeah.
And we would always go as a group. Do you remember when we went as cheerleaders for Omi's cheerleader song when he performed?
I hated that because the thing... We ordered me a cheerleader's outfit that didn't fit because I'm a big boy.
And so, I fixed it.
Well, okay. So we had to cut the cheerleading outfit, get a sweater that actually fits, and then Loren knitted the old shirt onto the new shirt.
I mean, think about it. We've had Macklemore the last couple of years, Diplo last year.
Yeah. I think I'm going to do what Nicole does in the future and not dress up and just be cool.
I'm just not, but Manny, you don't like dressing up either, so that's what's confusing about.
I love the night, though. Gravediggers night's fun. The concert's awesome. You're on stage in front of thousands of people. You know, Kiss is in the spotlight.
And think about it, if 2020 didn't happen, this year it would be on a Saturday. Halloween is on a Saturday, the Saturday that we do Gravediggers Ball. It would have been the best Gravediggers Ball in years.
Which means that it's not this weekend, next weekend, but the following weekend, so you're 2 weeks off.
I've been here for 8 years. We've had it on.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Both weekends, I'm telling you. I got to see Katy Perry. Kesha.
Maybe you're losing your memory as you get older.
I'm 45, bro. What do you want?
God, I love you guys. I hear you every morning. You guys make my day. Oh, my gosh.
I'm a huge fan of your show. I've been listening to it for a long time.
Say I love you guys in Spanish for us.
Los quiero mucho, muchachos.
Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Do you want to tell everyone what we were just doing?
I'm trying to order a neon sign, but the size to pick the neon sign is in centimeters. And so we don't know what that is in inches. And so we literally called the owner of the company to complain. We said, change your website.
We did. That's 100% true. But, Loren, what Roy's not telling you is the owner of the company is a really good friend of mine.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, you guys went to high school together, I think, right?
Yeah. And so I went to the website, and I said, did you buy this company? He goes, no, I built the website and everything. And I'm like, well, bro, first of all, every time I type a word, it goes up $200 in the neon sign. And it looks great. And then, like, it's in centimeters. And Roy and I, are, he goes, what size sign do you want? I go, I don't know. I'm not in centimeters. Do you have any idea how many inches 50 centimeters is, Loren?
No, I don't think so.
Hang on. Let me do the math.
And for the record, my friend was like, hey, go on the website, order a sign. And then, like, I will...
50 centimeters?
No, 50 centimeters is 19 inches.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But it sounded so much bigger in centimeters.
I know. Hmm. I
Well, 19 inches is plenty big.
I'm going to start measuring other things in centimeters. Right? Don't mind me. I am funny. 20 centimeters.
But my friend said, hey, have your producer go on the website and order a sign, you know, and then I'll send it to you guys. But I just want to know what the experience is before it, like, goes live. It's not even live yet, website.
It's that we're complaining. We already have complaints.
We immediately call them back with complaints. Now, I will say that there's other companies we use for our jobs, like, that do imaging, like the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz show, like stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they want honest feedback. And I feel like I've held relationships in the business for a long time because I give honest feedback that includes negative feedback.
Yes.
You know, like, a lot of these companies go, I ask them for feedback and they'll tell me everything's great. And I know it's not. So will you be honest with me? That's me, Manny, being honest since 2001.
I was just honest just recently. I complained. I had to take Kelly to the vet. And just like any other doctor's office in America, they don't, it's just not easy right now. You have to, like, be in the car. You can't go in, you know, COVID-19 rules. Well, I'm waiting forever at the car. And next thing I know, it's like 25 minutes goes by and my dog has not been seen. And they told me it takes about an hour once they take her back. And so finally the guy comes up and I'm like, hey, by the way, 25-30 minutes is a long time, you know. Now I got to wait another hour. He goes, no. The entire experience is an hour. He goes, we're going to only have your dog for like 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah, you're going to wait 45 and we'll be working with the dog for 10.
That's really what it was. And I'm like, well, you got to describe that. Because in my head, I'm thinking, oh, great. I just wasted 30 minutes. Now I got to wait another hour.
Mm-hmm. That's like going to the airport here in Charlotte. You got to get there 2 hours early, fight traffic,
you
park your
not.
Car, and then you fly to Raleigh. It's all front-loaded. It doesn't make sense. You know, you're on a 10-minute flight, but waiting 2 hours.
Yeah.
But there's something to being honest with people. We talked about that yesterday, whether you were going to be honest with your friends and relationships. Like, if you knew the relationship wasn't good, hey, would you honestly tell your friend that the relationship's not good? A lot of people said you should, but then a lot of people, like Lorenz, said you don't because they're not going to listen anyway.
When it comes to products and services, as long as you're not doing it, like, give me a refund way, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
like,
some people complain just to get something out of it.
Right.
And it also seems like every listener is way smarter than we are.
Yeah, because we just got a text message from 704 that says, for every inch, it's 2.5 centimeters. By the way, this person texted it like they knew that off the top of their head. Like they didn't Google it and then tell us that. They just knew it, you know?
No.
I feel so sorry for you listening to this show. Just so you know, it's a bunch of idiots trying to entertain you every morning.
And according to our bosses, we do that lightly. And we're not even good at that, really. Although I disagree.
We do that lightly.
They let us go on every day under protest. Yeah.
There's a reason why we extended the Friday free-for-all all morning long, so we can't talk to you. They're trying to pull us back.
I firmly disagree. I think we have one of the best radio shows in the city, and soon we're going to have a neon sign to prove it once we can figure out the
How
measurements.
Many centimeters?
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lorenz. Kiss 95.1.
All right, Lorenz, what's going on in Hollywood?
Say it again, Roy.
All right, Lorenz, what's going on in Hollywood?
All right, so congratulations are in order for Dale Earnhardt Jr. and his wife, Amy. They just welcomed a new baby girl.
Hmm.
So congratulations to them. He gave us the news about the new addition on his podcast.
They say he's the most beautiful baby in the world. I'm so excited. I can't wait.
All right. So speaking of babies... if you watch the Billboard Awards this week, then you know that John Legend, he dedicated his performance to his wife, Christy, while he is also penning a note to her. And it's very heartfelt. It says, "This is for Christy. I love and cherish you and our family so much. I'm in awe of the strength that you've shown through the most challenging moments. What an awesome gift it is to be able to bring life into this world. We've experienced the miracle and the power and joy of this gift, and now we've deeply felt its inherent how inherently fragile it is. We feel the appreciation and the support of everyone, and it's a club no one wants to be part of, but it's comforting to know that we are not alone. Thank you so much. I'm sure Christy will have much more to say when she's ready. And that was, of course,
yeah, that's beautiful.
Yeah, that was, of course, from the loss of their pregnancy. So we are definitely thinking about them. Now, Camila Cabello was part of Fifth Harmony, and Allie is revealing in her new book that they almost replaced her when she left the group with another well-known pop star. They don't say who it is, but I'm racking my brain to think of who could have fit into Fifth Harmony.
I feel like I've heard this story before.
Any ideas?
Fifth Harmony and who it was. And the name I'm going to say, I don't think I'm right, but for some reason, I feel like I heard this.
Uh-huh.
I heard Kesha.
Was it going to be in Fifth Harmony?
Yeah.
No, you're nuts.
No, Kesha was already developed before that.
Yeah.
By the time Camila left, it would have had to been like Alessia Cara or like one of those names. You know what I mean? That came on the scene later.
Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just telling you what I heard.
It's fake news.
Yeah, it couldn't have been Kesha.
Fake news. Yep. As usual, everything else in the media is fake.
I also heard that Cardi B was up for that position.
Yeah.
Fake news.
Fake news.
Yeah.
All right, so Dustin Diamond is still alive and well, even though there were some reports.
I heard he auditioned for
it. And he got it.
Did you guys see this story
that was
going around? It said that he had a failed stand-up comedy gig in prison and that the inmates basically like took him down and murdered him.
Oh.
Now, this whole thing, of course, was a hoax. There was no tragedy. He's alive and well. So, just wanted to set the record straight with that.
What's he doing in prison, Dustin Diamond? Old Dustin.
He's not currently in prison.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, if you want more celebrity gossip, you can head to kiss951.com.
I feel like a lot of times, and it's probably my fault, after you do the dirty, I have more questions than I have answers.
I don't even understand what's going on with Dustin Diamond either.
I mean, I know that they're going to do a Saved by the Bell reboot.
Yeah.
Yes.
And is he going to be out of jail to be part of it?
He's not currently in prison.
But he was doing a comedy special in prison?
This whole thing was a hoax. There was no...
Oh, there was no prison or anything. Okay.
Yeah.
He wasn't even in a prison.
No, okay. Now it's starting to come into focus.
He has one heck of a PR machine.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Lorraine. Join me tomorrow. I am going to be out with my friends, our friends at Eastwood Homes. I'll be in the beautiful Laurel Walk community in Belmont from noon until 2 tomorrow. The weather's supposed to be awesome. Come see these beautiful, ready-to-move-in homes. We will social distance from each other. I'll have my MRL show mask on. And there's going to be a food truck there, so you can have lunch with me. Social distance from each other.
Fantastic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.